Well, good morning. I hope each of you had a restful and enjoyable Thanksgiving season. To be able to enjoy your family, enjoy one another. I'm sure there was a lot of eating going on. It's good that we have much to be thankful for. Well, the title of my sermon this morning is With a New You Comes a New Worship. We're in the Christmas season now. A little bit down on the sound. We're in the Christmas season now, and I was thinking of stories that talk about a transformation. And there are not too many more Christmas stories that more vividly portray a story of someone being transformed than A Christmas Carol. I'm sure many of you have probably read Dickens and maybe read Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol was actually, it was inspired when Dickens, he toured a mine and saw the working conditions of the children during the time in the late 1800s. He went and visited a school where a lot of the children, the street children, would go, and they would attend school there. And his heart was so moved by seeing the children in the mine, seeing the children who were out on the street who attended the school. And so I set out to write a Christmas story. And you remember the story. Scrooge, in the very beginning, is described as, Dickens says that Scrooge is a squeezing, wrenching, clutching, covetous old sinner. His nephew Fred comes over. You've seen the opening scenes. His nephew Fred comes over to invite him over for a Christmas dinner. And Scrooge declines. We see a couple of gentlemen come by his place where Scrooge works and ask for money, for donations, to help feed the poor for a Christmas dinner. And he quickly turns them away. And the only gift that he gives is to his clerk, Bob Cratchit.
他唯一给出去的圣诞礼物是给他的那个员工 Bob Cratchit.
He gives Bob Cratchit the only paid day off that he has in the year.
他给他一年到头唯一的带薪假日就是圣诞日那天。
Scrooge says it's a poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
他给了以后还说这个圣诞节就是为了要从一个绅士口袋里偷钱的一个拙劣的借口。
Scrooge is in a place where he is living a self-centered, selfish life.
所以他就 Scrooge 过着一个自我中心、自私自利的生活。
That night he's visited by the ghost of his former business partner Marley.
结果那天晚上他已经故去的合伙人
Marley comes in chains because Marley has also lived a life of self-centeredness, of greed. He comes in chains and he's cursed to live the rest of his existence in chains.
Marley 以前活着的时候跟 Scrooge 是一个德性，那么他现在死后呢就被永远的带着锁链生活。
He tells Scrooge that night he will be visited by three ghosts.
他跟 Scrooge 说，今天晚上会有三个幽灵来拜访你。
And he says to them, "Be sure, Scrooge, be sure to listen to each one of these ghosts, because if you do not, you will be cursed just as I am, and your chains will be so much longer than mine."
他就跟 Scrooge 说，请你一定要拜托你一定要听一听这三个幽灵跟你说的话。 否则的话,你以后死后会跟我一样,
the first night, the ghost of Christmas past comes and visits Scrooge. He shows him a vision. He takes him back to when he was just a young boy. Maybe you can remember your time is in holidays and way back when you were a child.
这个幽灵呢，就给Scrooge展示了他过去儿童时代的节日景象。The
ghost brings Scrooge back, and it gives him a picture. Shows him back when Scrooge was just a young boy who was much different than he is today, who was kind, who was innocent, who was gentle.
他看到 Scrooge 小时候是一个完全不同的人，他很善良，他很。
And yet at the same time, it shows him as a lonely child.
He
sees scenes of his sister Fan, before she passed away, the sister that he loved very much. The ghost of Christmas past takes him to a scene of his former employee. Former employer's first boss.
也带他看到了他第一个雇主,
Mr. Fezziwig, who sees this scene of Mr. Fezziwig treating him like his own son.
他的第一个雇主, Fezziwig, 对他就像对自己的儿子一样。
And finally, he goes forward just a little bit to when he's a little bit older, and he sees a picture of himself with his fiance.
然后在他年长大了以后, 他看到了他的未婚妻。
He sees a picture of him with this woman, with this young girl, and they're dating, they're engaged.
他和他的未婚妻相处的时光。
And then she ends their relationship after she realizes that Scrooge will always love money more than he loves her.
但是他的未婚妻跟他分手，因为他意识到。 Scrooge 永远都是爱钱胜过爱他。
The second night, the ghost of Christmas present comes and visits Scrooge.
第二天晚上来访的是现在圣诞节的幽灵。
He takes him to a joy-filled market where people are preparing for Christmas dinner, where they're preparing food, they're buying food, they're preparing.
幽灵带Scrooge去看一个快乐的 农贸市场，那里的人们都开开心心的买着各种食材，准备圣诞晚餐。
He takes Scrooge to a miner's home where they are celebrating Christmas. You know, to this working class, this miner's home, this house where we're preparing for Christmas.
幽灵带他去了一个矿工的家庭，看到这个矿工家庭也在准备庆祝圣诞。
He takes Scrooge to his nephew's house, Fred, where Fred is speaking about Scrooge. He can see Fred, his nephew's talking about him.
幽灵带他去了他侄儿 Fred 的家里,
正好
Fred 在谈论
Scrooge. He speaks about Scrooge with pity.
他讲起 Scrooge 的时候, 充满了怜悯。
He takes him to Bob Cratchit's house where he can see his employee like sitting with his family eating.
幽灵带他去了他的那个雇员工 Bob Cratchit 的家里, 他们正在一起,
He says, "Look." He said, "Look, there's Bob's son. There's Tim."
Bob's小儿子, Tim.
And Scrooge looks at Tim, even though he's young and he's very ill, and this young boy is still just full of happiness because it's Christmas.
Scrooge看到这个Tim已经生病病得蛮重了，但是因为这是圣诞节，还是非常开心.
And he says, "Look at Tim." He says, "Look, this young boy. If things don't change, Tim, tiny Tim, will soon die."
幽灵跟Scrooge说，看这个小Tim，如果没有出现意外情况的话，他很快就会死了。
And finally, the ghost of Christmas yet to come visits Scrooge.
最后一个晚上，未来圣诞节的幽灵。
Says, I'm going to take you to Christmas, and it'll be 1 year later from now.
他带Scrooge去看了一年后的圣诞景象。
And he takes Scrooge to this awful scene, the scene where it's a death, it's some sort of funeral.
他带Scrooge去看了一个很糟糕的葬礼的。
It is described of the funeral of a wretched man. And you can't see who it is. Scrooge can't tell exactly who it is, but it's a sad, sad, pitiful moment.
Scrooge看不出那个死者是谁，但是这个葬礼非常悲哀。
He looks around to see who's there, like who is at this funeral. And there's only a few businessmen, and the businessmen only come if there's lunch being served.
Scrooge看到这个葬礼很冷清，只来了几个商人，而那些商人来了是因为有免费的午餐。
He's a wealthy man, and the man's launderer there, the man's house cleaner is there. There's an undertaker that's there.
那个死者的清洁工，死者的洗衣服和当地的殡仪师在那里。
And he notices that what they do, the people that work for him, the people that were closest to him, steal things from, take things from him and sell them off.
他看到这些跟他为他工作的人，跟他比较走得比较近的人呢，都在那里等着偷他的东西拿去卖。
And then Scrooge is brought closer in to the body that lays there.
然后Scrooge看到跟前看到那个死者的面容。
And Scrooge begs, he begs the ghost of Christmas future not to unveil, not to remove back the covering.
Scrooge says,
can you show me anyone who has any emotion over the death of this person?
Scrooge恳求那幽灵说，你能不能帮我找到任何一个人对这个死者的去世有任何感情流露的人？And
the ghost only can show him a couple who is rejoicing momentarily because the death of this man it foregoes or pushes back how much sooner they will have to pay the debt back.
幽灵唯一找到的是一对年轻的夫妇，他们因着这个死亡高兴了一会儿，因为他们欠的债可以暂时不还了。
And then Scrooge becomes so desperate. He says, "Look, can you show me any emotion over any person's death?"
Scrooge非常绝望，他就恳求这个幽灵，能不能让我看看。 任何跟死亡有什么感情流露的情形。
And he brings him to Cratchit's house, where Tiny Tim has passed away.
幽灵就把Scrooge带到了Bob Cratchit的家, 那个小Tim已经死去，那个家庭正在哀悼。
And finally, he brings him to the headstone, to the tombstone of the wretched man.
然后那个幽灵又 把Scrooge带到了那个可悲的死者的墓前。
And it has, he reveals it, and it's got Scrooge's name on it.
结果墓碑上写的就是 Scrooge 的名字。
And he says to the ghost of Christmas, of the Christmas to come, he's like, he begins to sob, he says, is there anything I can do to wipe away, to clean away this vision?
Scrooge 开始哭泣，他恳求幽灵和我能做什么来把这个这些给抹去呢？
He promises that he will change his ways, that he will be a different man.
他保证他会彻底改变。
It would be so fascinating if we could take a look back, if we could go momentarily back to when we were kids to see what we looked like as kids, or what would it be if we were to go into the future.
如果我们也像 Scrooge 一样有一个机会看到我们的过去，看到我们的未来，这样会是怎样的情况呢？
What would it reveal about us?
我们会看到些什么呢？
But the most joyous part, the best part of the whole story is in the morning.
但是这个故事最美妙的地方是在第二天早上。
It's when Scrooge wakes up in the morning and he has a brand new look, a brand new perspective on life.
他早上醒来的时候 ，Scrooge 有了一个全新的视角，全新的人。
I imagine it is like maybe perhaps the understanding of when you first become a new believer in Christ and when you first experience what it's like to have that forgiveness.And you have a new lot in life.
就像我们刚刚成为基督徒，一下子意识到我们已经被赦免，有一个新的生命那样的感觉。
Scrooge wakes up with joy and love. He's like, I just cannot wait to get out there to express this new me.
Scrooge 醒来，心里充满了喜乐和爱，他等不及的要去分享。
He spends the day with Fred, his nephew's family. He spends the entire day with them.
他一整天和他的侄儿 Fred 一家度过。
He anonymously sends a prize turkey to Bob Cratchit's home for Christmas dinner.
他又匿名送了一只很棒的火鸡到了 Cratchit 的家。
And the following day, he gives Bob Cratchit a raise.
第二天呢，又给 Cratchit 长了。
And he becomes like a second father to Tim.
他又跟对那个小 Tim 就像一个父亲一样。
I imagine it's so similar. It's so similar to the story of Zacchaeus, isn't it? Where it's just like I just can't wait. I just want to. It's a story of repentance, a story of someone turning around where they're like, I just can't wait to give back. I can't wait.
这故事很奇妙，就这 Scrooge 悔改得了新生以后。就迫不及待的想去分享他的新生命。
He is a new man. He is one who's been truly, truly. There's been a transformation in him.
他确确实实得到了一个更新。
You know, as we go back to the very beginning of 2015, we talked about what we desired as a church family.
2015年初的时候，我们教会讨论我们。
I said, look, if you can go back and you can think back now to where you were in the beginning of 2015, and if you can say, look, God is somehow, he is, to some measure, he has made my character more like Jesus Christ.
如果我们今天站在这里可以回头说，在过去的一年，上帝已经多少在某一个方面改变了我们，使我更像耶稣了。
If you can reflect back and think of maybe the trials that you've been through this year, or the people that you have interacted, or the times you've had together with the church body, and you can say, wow, God, has God somehow moved me? Has God somehow shifted me in some way?
如果我们现在回首过去这一年。会说，哎呀，我今年经过的一些试炼，我今年在和教会的肢体沟通的时候，上帝已经在某些方面使我改变了。
And perhaps you can't. Maybe you look at me this morning. You're like, I don't know. I don't know if God has somehow transformed my have changed my life so that my character looks a little bit more like Jesus Christ.
或许。我们今天可以那么说，或许你会看着我说，我真的是还不知道我是不是上帝已经 改变了我。
But it's a great conversation to have with your family. It's a great conversation to have with your spouse.
但如果我们能够和我们的家人、我们的朋友有这样的一个谈话。
It's a great conversation to have with your family groups. Has God somehow moved us as a small group, as a family, towards looking more like Jesus Christ in some way?
如果我们可以在我们的团契小组，在我们的家庭有这样的一个讨论，说我们是不是在过去一年被上帝改变了？
Because at the beginning of the year, we described what transformation. We've been hearing messages this whole year of what transformation is like. We've heard stories and biblical characters who've been somehow transformed by the grace of God.
所以我们今年一年都在讲更新。我们在讲到圣经里面的人物怎么样的被神得着更新。
And at the beginning of the year, I said, look, the transformation is always a reorientation of your entire life, of every aspect of your life.
我们在新年开始的时候说，我更新其实就是我们整个人被翻转。
At the beginning of the year, I had these same exact props up here. Sometimes the year, it seems like so long ago. And other times it's like, we're already in November. Like, what happened to 2015?
年初的时候，我也把这些东西放在这个桌上，好像是很久以前，又好像就在昨天。
But I said, we talked about transformation. We said, look, transformation is a reorienting of your values, of everything that you have in your life.
我们在年初的时候说，生命更新就是要翻转我们生命里面的一切。
It's a reorientation of your time, of how you look and view your as your time.
我们要改变我们对时间的看法。
It's a reorienting of how you view your resources, your money. Like it, God touches that as well.
我们要完全改变我们对金钱的看法。
It's a reorientation of how you view your vocation, your calling in life. Does God touch that? Has God touched that this year?
是彻底的改变我们上帝对我们的呼召，我们的今生的事业。
It's a reorientation of our family, of how we relate to our spouses, or how we relate to brothers and sisters in the church.
是彻底改变我们和配偶、和家人、和弟兄姐妹相处的行模式。
It's a reorientation of how we look at our calendar and how we fill our time and where we go.
是彻底改变我们怎么样处理我们的日程。
And so I asked you, like, hey, can we look back? Can you look back this year and go, God, I think that maybe there's some way that you've touched me in some way where God has some way shifted or just moved you so that you look more like Jesus Christ.
那我们现在就看一下我们在哪些方面确实在过去一年被上帝改变了呢？
Well, this morning, God reminds us through his servant Paul,of this new nature that we have.
今天呢，我们就来看看神是怎么样通过他的仆人保罗提醒我们我们的新人。
The reorientation, the transformation that God gives us starts with this new heart.
这个生命的更新翻转都起源于造始于上帝给我们的新的心。
This new life that we have, this new heart that's been given to us, and Paul talks about it in Colossians chapter 3.
这个神给我们的新人，保罗在哥罗西书三章第十节里说。
Colossians chapter 3, we're going to frame this up starting with verse 10.
我们先看第十节。
It says this,In its place, you have clothed yourselves with a brand new nature that is continually, always, it's always on a continual basis being renewed as you learn more and more about Christ who created this new nature within you.
哥罗西书三章十节说我们穿上了新人。
See, it's old. It says it's
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
In its place, it's like in its place. That's your old nature. Your old nature has been taken off. It's being taken off.
前文讲到，那老的我被除去了，脱去了。
And instead, you've been clothed and you've been given a new nature.
我们得到了一个新人的 品性。
Scrooge was changed because he had I mean, it's a story, but he had a jarring experience with three ghosts.
Scrooge 改变是因为他和这三个幽灵有了一个不十分愉快的经历。
And you may say, okay, you could even maybe transfer that. I was like, but for us, Paul says clearly what has been the prompting of the change, the prompting of the transformation in our lives is this brand new self, this brand new heart that lives within us.
那保罗说，我们的生命更新是起源于神给了我们一个新人。
It's not just Paul says it's not just putting off, or it's not just giving up a few of our vices and trying on some new things. It's not just trying on some new things. It's actually a new nature that we have.
保罗说，这个新人不是说放弃几个恶行。 或者开始行几件德行。
I was trying to think, like, what is it like? What is it similar to when you start with one nature, when you've been given something, this is who we once were as maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before we became Christians. And what is it like now to now have a brand completely new nature where there is something that is so different living inside you that you've been given by the grace of God?
我们来想象一下这是怎么样的一个情景，我们是怎么样脱下那个旧人，然后穿上这个截然不同的崭新的新人。
Where this new nature gives us completely different desires, it gives us different tastes. It's like I don't have that same desire anymore that I used to. I don't have that same taste. I just don't even enjoy what I used to enjoy.
这个新人呢，会给我们新的欲望，新的品味。我以前 很喜欢做的事情，我现在完全不再喜欢了。
I mean, there's just so many pictures that you could use, but I think it's almost like going from something like one animal to a completely different animal. It's like just two different things. It's like going from maybe a fish to a bird, where you have just two completely different desires, different tastes, different, entirely different things.
就像从一种动物变成了另外一种截然不同的动物， 一条鱼变成了一只鸟，你的整个视觉、整个喜好、你的整个习性都不同了。
So much so that the new nature desires so many different things of the way you spend time, the way you look at money, the way that you spend your relationships. That when I look at it, I look at, like, you know, we just had Thanksgiving, and I look at how Thanksgiving is celebrated.
这个整个新人看时间、看金钱、看人关系都跟以前截然不同。我就想到，比如说我们刚刚庆祝了感恩节。And
I read about a church family in Houston, and how they spend their Thanksgiving time. Specifically their Black Friday.
我读到有休斯顿有一个教会。
And we have seen, I know, like in the news, sometimes you look at the news and, boy, on Black Friday, I've never done this before. Maybe some of you have, there's people like that line up at 3 in the morning. They're like, there's people who are camping out. There's tents in front of Best Buy, and they've been there for days, right?
我们可能都知道，那个每年黑色星期五的时候，就有人通宵彻夜排队等着购买东西。And
I saw a video of a video clip of people who there was employees who were opening the door at Walmart, and they were counting down. They said 3, 3, 2, 1, and they opened the door, and people rushed through the doors.
我看过有一个视频。 里面是沃尔玛那个黑色星期五开门的时候，他们倒数三二一，然后门一开，外面的人一涌而入。And
there are people who are, as they rush through, they're falling down, and people are being stampeded, and there's some stills, there's some pictures of people who have a TV in their hand, and they're angry at each other, they're fighting over the TV, right?
然后看到人拥挤，互相践踏，我们看到有人抓着。 抢电视，愤怒，开始争吵，甚至殴打。
And in my mind, I think, man, how could that ever be fun for you? How could that ever be such an enjoyable time to spend a Friday together?
我就一直纳闷，这有什么好喜欢呢？为什么有人会愿意去做这种事情？
But you see, there's people that just, boy, they cannot wait. They cannot wait. They look at what the 50% off, the 60% off, I can get a TV for like, you know, like, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that like, people have that taste for it, right?
所以你看有的人就会为了这五十个打五折打七折就会愿意那样奋不顾身的去排队而且他们好像乐在其中。
But then I read about a story of a church in Houston and they said, look, what we do is, on that Friday, instead of going out, what we do is we will go out and serve people.
但休斯顿这个教会决定我们要用不同的方式过这个星期五。
They call it Blessed Friday instead of Black Friday.
他们不叫它黑色星期五，他们称它为祝福星期五。
And it's small, you know. You can look at it. Well, that's just one day, but it's a reorientation of like how like some people would never think about going out to serve, right? Because it's just a new nature. It's like it's not that we don't desire to do what the rest of the country does. What we want to do is we just want to go out and serve.
他们在这个祝福星期五呢，就一起出去服侍人，和全国在那里抢购物的人完全不同。
And so they go out and they serve food and they clean up neighborhoods and they go out and they serve on Friday.
他们在那个星期五去为别人送食物食品，去清洁社区，去服侍社区。
If you were to ask any one of those families that go out from that church and other churches have joined them now, I don't think any of them would say that Christians must go out on Friday. I just think they'd say, like, look, we just enjoy. Like, we'd rather be out there serving. We enjoy it.
如果我们采访这个教会的话，估计不会，这个教会人不会说，哎，每一个基督徒都应该这样过黑色星期五。但是他们会说，我们就喜欢这样过。这个星期五
they would probably say we don't even want to go shopping. It's not even like a, it's not even appealing to us anymore.
他们可能会说我们根本就不想在那一天去购物，我们一点都不喜欢去购物。
But this is the new nature.
这就是一个新人。
This is the new reality, the new heart that must be brought out concretely in our lives.
这个新人。这个新的心，崭新的心，要在我们里面实现。
And this is why Paul says earlier in Corinthians and Colossians 3, he tells us, he's like, look, when it comes to our old life, he lists some things out in Colossians 3. He says, look, wow, there's idolatry, lying, rage, greed, right? Like, take that stuff off.Anger, whatever's on my back, right? Right.
这就像那个保罗在哥罗西书三章前面章节里提到那个旧人的秉性是什么呢？是贪婪，是愤怒，是撒谎，是。
Paul says, put to death these things. Go ahead and put them to death. Go ahead and take them off.
保罗说：“致死这些罪性，脱下这个旧人。”
And then he says, in Ephesians, he talks about in a passage that's similar to this. He says, "Go ahead, dress yourself up, clothe yourself, right? Clothe yourself."
然后在他在哥罗西在以弗所书也说过，穿上新人。
Clothe yourself with tender-hearted mercy, with kindness.With humility.
穿上这个新人，这新人有怜悯，有恩慈，有谦虚，有忍耐的心。
He says, choose to clothe yourself with Christ, okay?
要选择穿上耶稣。
Put these things on. Put these things on. Wear them.
要穿戴这些好的品性。
He says, of most of all, let's look with me in verses 12 through 14.
我们看哥罗西书三章十二节到十四节。
He says, since God chose you to be the holy people whom he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. The most important piece of clothing you must wear is love. Love is what binds us together in perfect harmony.
哥罗西3章12节, 所以你们既是神的选民, 圣洁蒙爱的人, 就要穿上怜悯, 恩慈, 谦虚, 温柔, 忍耐的心。 倘若这人与那人有嫌隙, 总要彼此包容, 彼此饶恕, 主怎样饶恕了你们, 你们也要怎样饶恕人。 在这一切之外, 要存着爱心, 爱心就是联络全德的。
He says, so go ahead and take that stuff off. You know what your old nature was? The things that you once were? He says, go ahead and remove those. Put those to death. I mean, it's a pretty radical phrase where he says in Colossians 3, he says, like, put those things to death. That's the old you.
所以保罗非常强调说, 要致死那些罪性, 要脱下那个老我。
And then he says, because of this new nature, because it's been exchanged and now we've been given a whole new nature, he says, go ahead and put on these new things, these new characteristics. Clothe yourself with Jesus Christ.
然后保罗说, 然后我们就要穿上新人, 我们要穿上这些新的品格。
And look, there's some specifics. He's like, look, verse 13, let's go back to verse 13. He says, you must make allowance for each other's faults. And forgive the person who offends you.
十三节说, 总要彼此包容, 彼此饶恕。
As we clothe ourselves in these things of kindness and gentleness and patience, he says the most important thing of all, he's like the one that brings it all together is love, right? Love brings it all together.
我们穿戴上这些怜悯, 恩慈, 谦虚, 温柔, 忍的心之后, 最重要的是爱。
When you do that, though, when we put this on, part of what it looks like is to make allowances for each other's faults.
我们穿戴上这些新的品格以后呢, 就是要彼此包容。
What would it look like? What would it look like for us as a church family? What would it look like for our small? What would it look like for us as families, just core families, as our own families? What would it look like as a OCC if we were to make allowances for each other's faults?
我们想象一下, 如果我们各自的家里, 我们的教会的成员都能够彼此包容, 那会是怎么样的一个倾向?
If we clothed ourselves in forgiveness,
如果我们穿上彼此饶恕的新品格,
or for example, when we have an event, you know, and praise God, we've had so many great things happening at OCC.
比如我们如果教会有一个活动,
our time of missions, our time of the seven churches coming together.
比如我们刚刚有七教会的联合聚会。
But when things aren't quite as you, and things will happen in the church, when you don't quite envision an event going as it should.
如果我们的某一个教会的某一个活动,
when there's some things that were planned, but they just don't go as what you thought they would go as.
如果我们策划的某一项活动进展不顺,
would you as a church, are you able to make an allowance for people?
我们是不是可以彼此包容呢?
To give people space to grow.
给人空间成长。
Or in the church, because church, Paul is very realistic. He knows, he's not saying this because he's anticipating that there's going to be problems in the church.
保罗很现实, 他知道教会里一定会有问题。
When you feel somehow hurt, or when you somehow are slighted in your family cell group,
如果我们在教会里, 在团契里, 被伤害, 觉得被轻视,
or in the ministry of Morningstar, or in the youth group, somehow you are hurt in some way.
或者是在晨星团契, 或者是在青年团契, 或者是在家庭团契里, 你觉得受到伤害?
Will you be willing to clothe yourselves? Will you be willing to put on love and forgiveness?
我们是不是愿意穿戴上我们的爱心, 穿戴上我们彼此饶恕的心呢?
Will you make an allowance, a space for people to grow?
我们是不是愿意彼此包容，给人空间成长呢？
Or when a leader of an event or a project or a ministry doesn't lead the way that you exactly want them to lead.
或者如果一个教会的领袖，他带领的方式不如你意。
Are you willing to clothe yourselves in humility and gentleness and patience? I'm going to choose to put on patience.
我们是不是愿意穿戴上谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心呢？
If our church could do this, if our church could even do this, put on forgiveness and make an allowance, it would transform our church.
如果我们愿意穿戴上彼此包容、彼此饶恕的心，我们的教会就会得到更新。
Because when people know that they're surrounded by, if you can say, look, I know that whenever I step out in ministry, whenever I love people, whenever I go out there, whenever I come up and lead worship, whenever I take a step out of where I'm normally at, if I know that I'm surrounded by people who will make an allowance, who will show me grace, who will like, I'm going to forgive you, I will forgive you, I'm committed to you, it changes people.
如果我们有人愿意想要出来领诗或者带领查经或者出来服侍的时候，我们知道周遭的人都有一颗彼此包容、彼此饶恕的心，那我们就会更勇于站出来。
People are then able to risk more, risk in such a way that, like, I'm going to risk for the kingdom of God.
那我们就更愿意冒风险，为神的国冒风险。
People are able to do kingdom risk, but they're like, I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna step out, I'm gonna try.
我们就会愿意为神的国摆上我们平时不敢做的事情，我们就会愿意去做。
Because they know that when their mistakes come through, when they make a mistake and their faults come out, they know that love is the highest.
因为我们就会知道，我们即便是犯了错，即便是做坏了事情，我们周围都有爱心。
They know that there's going to be an allowance for them, space for them to grow.
我们知道周围的人会包容我们。
Church, will you be a generous giver of grace? Can we be generous with each other in showing grace?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是愿意慷慨的给予别人这样的恩典呢？
Is there anything that's stopping you from clothing yourself with gentleness, with patience? Is there anything that's stopping you from that?
有什么阻碍我们无法穿上那新装呢？使我们无法做到良善、恩慈、温柔、忍耐呢？
Having a new nature, the new nature that has been given to us, enables us to put on these characteristics.
我们要有一个新人的秉性，使得我们能够有这样的品格。
And that leads us to an entirely different kind of worship.
那样的话，我们就会有全新的敬拜。
The new nature that we've been given by Christ enables us to put on these characteristics, which enables us to worship in a brand new way.
这个新人就会带出全新的品格，我们就会因此有全新的敬拜。
Verse 15, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful.
哥罗西书三章十六节说，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理分分存在心里。
Look what it says. It says that what is to characterize, what's Paul saying to Colossae, the church of Colossae, what is to characterize the church is that there'd be peace that rules in your hearts. For as members of one body, as one family, that's what's to characterize us. There's to be a harmony between the church family.
我们教会应该有什么样的特点呢？应该有基督来的平安。
What's supposed to characterize the church family is one of the things is gratitude.
有我们的家庭应该有什么样 的特点呢，应该有感恩的心。
Wow. Last night we came together, the church came together, and there was some sharing here in this room that was going on of thankfulness. Downstairs we wrote some notes of thankfulness to one another.
昨天晚上我们教会有一个感恩分享。
Paul says that's what's supposed to characterize the church. It's like just a lifestyle of thankfulness.
保罗在这里说，感恩应该是我们教会的特点。
Let's close out with verses 16 to 17. It says this, Let the words of Christ in all their richness live in your hearts and make you wise. Use his words to teach and counsel each other. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts.And whatever you say, do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the while giving thanks through him to God the Father.
让我们用哥罗西书三章十六节和十七节做结束。十六节，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝勉，心被恩感。歌颂神，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Paul describes a new worship, not a worship that is just like as we sometimes tend to think of worship. Are we coming to worship? That means are we coming on Sunday morning?
保罗描述了一个全新的敬拜。
What Paul means by worship is the way that we speak to one another.
保罗说这个敬拜体现在我们互相如何说话。
It's to have like a continual song in your heart.
就像我们心里不断地有诗歌一样。
It's to be thankful not just on Thanksgiving, but to be like live lives full of gratitude.
不是只在感恩节才感恩，而是要过一个感恩的生活。
It's new nature.We've been given.
我们已经有了这个新人。
Helps us to put on where we choose because of our union with Christ.
神给我们的新人，我们怎么样才能穿上？
We're able to put on love.
我们要穿上爱心。
It leads us to a life of worship.
带领我们进入一个新的敬拜生活。
Father God, we come to you with Thanksgiving this morning.
父神，我们今天带着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord, because we were raised with you.
因为我们和你一起。
We were raised to a new life in Christ.
被提升到一个新的生活。
Lord, enable us, help us to put on love for one another.
我们有一个新的生命，求你使我们穿上彼此相爱的心。
Help us to choose love over anything else.
帮助我们选择爱超过一切。
Lord, I pray that we'd be so full of you that our lives would reflect a thanksgiving, a gratitude.
祷告求神赐给我们一个全新的生命，让我们心里能够满了耶稣。
That our lives, that the OCC would be a testament of perseverance, a testament of love, testament of gratitude.
使我们的教会成为感恩，成为爱心的见证。
Lord, you are God that is so full of grace, so full of making allowances for us.
神啊，你是满了爱心，你满了包容的心。
Help us to be a church that's full of forgiveness.
帮助我们成为一个彼此饶恕的教会。
Remembering that it was you who forgave us first.
让我们永远记住是你先饶恕了我们。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.